So on to the Côte d'Azur, and our plan was to take a slow road around the coast, but first important stop at Decathlon to get more tire puncture repairing equipment, and also to buy a bikini for Jam, but that's a whole other story. Then we went on to Cassis, which is a beautiful town on the coast near Toulon. Really a lovely little town with narrow streets, lovely harbour, restaurants on the waterside, very, very busy with tourists. We basically had to park up way outside town and get a sort of park and ride down into the centre, but it was very, very pleasant. We then took drove on round to La Ciotat, using a very interesting road called Les Crêtes, which climbs up over the hills overlooking the sea, lots of hairpin bends. My favourite, really getting to be an expert on hairpin bends in Priscilla. Got to La Ciotat, which was very nice. Again, right on the waterfront, carried on through bits of other towns like Bandol and so on. Then we got to Toulon, which was not so pleasant. But then we got to our campsite, which is on a peninsula south of a place called Hyères, on the peninsula, at a location on the peninsula called La Tour Fondue. The Fondue Tower, which apparently is a corruption of what the original local name was, but that's what it's called. A campsite where we were fairly close to other vans. Quite dusty it turned out, but actually great location, nice view over the sea and to the islands beyond. So the next day, we set off. The forecast was that it was going to be windy, and actually, I have to say, for the next several days, the next few days, the wind really did get up at times. Also, I was beginning to struggle a bit with my hip. It's been pretty good for this trip until around then, and then just something set it off, and I've been really struggling with it. This is not with my new replacement hip, but with the other hip that needs to be also replaced. We heard a bit of thunder, but anyway, we went off for a bit of a walk to try and get somewhere, but I was really struggling, so we ended up getting a bus back, and by which time it was raining, so that was interesting. In the end, we ended up doing what when all else fails in France, what do? You go for a nice long lunch, which is what we did on the seafront at Tour de Fondue. Next day, we planned a bit more of an adventure. Across the water from La Tour de Fondue was there are two or three islands. The most famous one is one called Pockerol. And we decided to take the bikes with us. Slightly nervous about the idea, but it was great. The water was, the wind was still up, so the water was a bit lumpy, but it was fine. And we it was like a 20-minute ride on the ferry. Really nice little town of the town of Pockerol there. Very touristy, full of people getting off on and off the boats. There's a big marina there as well, but a nice range of restaurants and an interesting little market square and town square and that kind of thing. We set off on the bikes trying to find some routes around the island, and it turned out very quickly that once you got outside of the town, it was rough dirt tracks and final mountain bikes, and they obviously rent mountain bikes by the hundred in the town, but on our bikes, which hadn't really got the sort of knobbly thick tires of mountain bikes, it was a bit more of a struggle for sure. We started heading off somewhere, we eventually got to a point where we just said, this is just too hard, and turn around. But that's okay, Went back to the town for a bite of lunch, and then set off to near the town is a modern art foundation and their art gallery, and we spent some time in this beautiful place, fantastic, beautiful building. The main display area, you have to take off your shoes to walk around in it on the marble and stone floors, which was quite an unusual thing, but wonderful modern art in there, and really kind of put, displayed at its best, using the design of the building, the windows, the views outside, and so on. Yeah, overlooking groves of olive trees and so on. So that's the Carmignac Foundation. Really beautiful place. Walked around the gardens a bit and then took the ferry back. The dust that we picked up on the island on the bikes ourselves was terrible. Again, the wind was picking up as well and blowing around the campsite. It was really, we've got a bit of cleaning still to do on the bikes going forward. From there, we then went off to. We decided we'd go and find another France Passion site and do a little bit of inland sightseeing, heading up towards the Gorge de Verdon, but not quite that far north, just north inland from Saint-Tropez, up into the hills. We found another nice hilly road full of hairpin bends, beautiful villages on the hillside. Got a couple of photos of those, and then back to the France Passion site that we were heading for that night. Big vineyard, chateau, quite a posh kind of vineyard for this part of the world. Turned up, and the member of staff there didn't know anything about France Passion and the idea of being able to stay overnight. They were also closed and not doing wine tasting on a Monday. So that was all a bit disappointing. She did check and say with somebody, and they said we could just park up anywhere in their car park. But it was obviously a busy car park. I think there were people turning up to go for walks and things as well. So we kind of gave up on that and decided to go off and find a different site. I'm so glad we did, because we found another vineyard a little bit closer to Saint-Tropez. Beautiful, quiet place. There was us and a couple of other fans. We did a proper wine tasting with somebody guiding us through the stuff, and just sat back in the evening with a relatively clear sky, watching the stars and the satellites and the planes going overhead. It was a brilliant, nice, quiet night's sleep, apart from when they started picking the wines at 1 a.m. picking the vines, sorry, because apparently that's what they do for the Côte de Provence. What wines is they pick them in the middle of the night, so the grapes taste fresher. So that was that. And one of the things, a couple of things to mention of interest that night. One of the things we glimpsed for the first time was a train of satellites from the Starlink line of satellites, just evenly spaced in a straight line going across the sky, which is quite a phenomenal thing. Also, I should mention, before we, when we left La Tour Fondue and started heading back through here up to up into the mountains, we also went on a flamingo hunt, trying to get some pictures of flamingos. Turned out to be harder than expected. It was very hard to park anywhere near where there were actually flamingos, but there are flamingos, and there are wild flamingos here, which is just nuts. So that's sort of the first part of our adventures on the Côte d'Azur. More to follow shortly.